Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up on Halloween, the Executive Club of Chicago is presenting a conversation with Charles Schwab. It's going to be at the Aqua Building. You can find the details at executivesclub.org. Charles Schwab is undoubtedly one of the country's premier entrepreneurs. I mean, he still remains the chairman of the Charles Schwab Company. He's written a new memoir, which we're talking about today, called Invested, Changing Forever the Way Americans Invest. And he is on the line with us now. Charles Schwab, welcome to Extension 720.
Well, thank you, Justin. My pleasure to be with you all.
What was the impetus to write this memoir? Because you go as far back as growing up and your relationship with money and the value of money. But what is this? Is this a memoir about your life, or is it more about telling people about how to invest?
Well, I've written a couple books already about how to invest, but this is all about the story of Charles Schwab and how we started with four employees here in San Francisco and built it to a firm with 20,000 employees now. And I was really writing the book at first, really to my employees, to let them know about our values and the struggles we had early on in trying to get to the place we are today. Free commissions and all that stuff, of course. But I wanted to let our employees know the struggles and the things we need to hang on to as we move into the future.
You know, you start, it's great, you know, to get to know you and how you grew up. And you talk about your dad, a lawyer who worked during the Depression. How did that impact, that life, impact the way you approach money?
Well, certainly in my childhood, money was not available, really. It was really, really tight when 40s and 50s and that time frame. And it really gave me a lot of reason and stimulus, really, to try to do better myself. And so I read a lot of biographies about the famous people, and I found a clue that many of them came up through the investment world, through investing and finance and things like that. So that I said, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. And then, of course, I came across the idea of creating a firm that people could do their own investing at a very inexpensive price.
When you think back to that moment when you said, okay, I see this is the path I want to take, what were you thinking about before that? Was it business? Was it always the idea of getting into some sort of business?
Well, yeah, I went to Stanford undergraduate in the business school. And I wanted to be a financial analyst at the very beginning, learn about stocks, learn about investing, how to do it the right way, and so forth. And so my first 10 years as such was doing exactly that. But as a result, I had a lot of relationships with the standard brokerage firms at the time. They would come with great ideas, and at least they thought they were great ideas about investing. So I learned many of the defects of the traditional brokerage firm back in the 60s and 70s. And so I wanted to create a firm that had a whole different perspective and approach to investors and try to make it more easily for people with lesser money to get into the stock market and to participate in the great growth of America.
I would say in the early to mid 70s, I would assume that Wall Street and investment firms, they weren't too keen on the idea of getting everybody involved. This was really a rich man's game at the time.
It was a rich man's game, and they had commissions that were incredibly high. It'd be embarrassing to talk about them even today. You buy a mutual fund even, that would cost you 9% of your capital to go into a simple mutual fund, where today it costs you zero. It's all changed, and I'm very happy to be a part of that whole growth. And so the book's about the study and the history of all that, how that all happened.
Mm-hmm. Charles Schwab is on the line with us, one of the premier entrepreneurs and leaders of the financial industry in this country. And we're talking about his new memoir, Invested, Changing Forever the Way Americans Invest. He's going to be at the Executives Club coming up on Halloween. You can go to executivesclub.org to get information on that. All right. You do some things in this where you talk about your story, but you also outline your truths that you've learned about investing. And it mostly has to do with for investors to really come to terms with and live with short-term uncertainty. And this is a term that I think a lot of people don't pay attention to, but you really shouldn't be in the game of investing if you can't stomach the short-term uncertainty.
Well, that's true. Those are markets. Every market moves up and down, whether it's interest rates, stocks, commodities, you name it. Real estate goes up and down over a time period. But underneath, we have this most amazing economy that's been growing for a long, long time, based upon creation of the human mind, innovation, all the new products, the new ways we think, the iPhones, you name it, cars and different television communication devices along the way. So if you just sort of relax, buy a diversified portfolio, underneath, the economy continues to grow, and so the news goes up and down, various international events occur along the way, which creates the whole emotional swing up and down. But if you're a long-term investor, you're going to really do well. You avoid taxes along the way, and you participate in the great growth that the economy provides us.
Mr. Schwab, how do you keep emotion out of investing?
You don't. You just have to understand it. Nobody can keep emotion. Even me, when I see things that are, you know, back in 2009, for instance, when everything was sort of falling apart, you could just tell the markets were near the end of their decline because everyone was really, really negative. And those are usually the most important moments because those are the turnaround periods that you have to be looking for. And so prices were really low, and we all came back very quickly and got back to reasonably normal within a couple of years. And that's what you have to be patient. That's what investing is all about, being patient, buying good companies, making sure you're diversified adequately, and then just riding out the wave.
You talk about the short-term uncertainty, but you also talk about your life, but you also kind of connect. I really enjoyed the parts in the book about, you know, the human nature of it all. You say at one point that we're all suckers who give into our greed. This idea that, you know, we get a get-rich scheme that's in front of us and our, you know, our mouths are agape. We can't stop. Talk about that. Talk about just this idea of expressing and, I guess, seeing human nature through money and investing.
I like the thought about what it's capitalism all about or free markets are all about. Capitalism from the Latin word caput, which means head, innovation, creativity, all those things. That's what the wonderful sort of the way we're structured here in America. We have unleashed the power of the human brain. We're the leader in all innovations that the world has seen in the last really 40 or 50 years. And we continue to be that way, and I think we will see that way beyond my time.
You really kind of go into risk on both sides, you know, whether it's a gambler or the difference between gambling and entrepreneurship, but also trying to mitigate or have people understand what investing is when it comes to risk. How important has risk been for you as an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, I think the ultimate way to go about that is use the lottery. That's the ultimate way to find out about what risk is. One person out of a million might win. But in investing, everybody can win, frankly. The simplest way, buy an index fund of, you know, all the great companies in America one time. And you can probably be relatively assured you'll probably get growth of between 6 and 10% per year for the indefinite future. Yes, there'll be down periods or sideways periods, but just go play around at golf and forget that and just enjoy the patience that it requires to have a long-term point of view.
The second half of your book really talks about the more modern part of your career and some of the big storylines around your companies. But there you also get into, again, it comes back to emotion. That's what I like. You get into hubris and this idea of what it means to be an entrepreneur and to deal with hubris.
Exactly. And just the perseverance and the commitment and making sure you have an idea in your mind. What is the purpose of your company? Are you really doing something of value for individuals? Something that's going to improve their lives? And always check in with your customer along the way. Are we doing the right thing? And making sure you make all the changes that will satisfy your client base and have a growth. And that's what we're certainly all about at Schwab.
The stock market in Wall Street has changed since you started back in the 70s. You know, to look at 2019 and look at the stock market today, Wall Street almost becomes a political term as opposed to a financial term. I don't know if that's good or bad. What's your thought on the idea of Wall Street being in the election cycle as opposed to being the financial industry?
Well, it's the finest measurement, really, of attitudes of people. And I think today, you know, we're all... So it's so important that you have a long-term point of view of investing and try to get extra returns on your savings because we're all living longer. Thank goodness for medical science, all the things that that provides. So the average man is now a woman is living 15, 20 years longer than just 30 years ago. And so we have to plan for our future because Social Security certainly is not going to take care of everything. So you have to have some of your own personal savings. And the easiest way to get some better returns is think about investing.
The book is called Invested, Changing Forever the Way Americans Invest. The author, Charles Schwab, of course, still the current chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation. He is going to be in conversation as part of the Executive Clubs of Chicago event, which is coming up at the Aqua on October 31st. Mr. Schwab, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jess, and I hope to see a lot of you there. Thank you very much.